You are listening to a podcast from thelowell.org, Lowell's news on the web.
Yum! Brown rice and seaweed, cries an acquaintance, bragging about how great it is to be vegan. People who lecture bother me, especially if they assume their way is the only way. Naturally, I was surprised when I became the lecturer in my new job as the kitchen manager for a youth garden and food education program. Despite this, I learned how to do my job without hypocrisy, refraining from preaching while educating nonetheless. At first, I was doubtful when I interviewed for Summer Sprouts, a program for middle school students held between Urban Sprouts and Garden for the Environment on 7th Avenue in Loudoun. Upon receiving my acceptance into the program, I was surprised and apprehensive. Was I, too, going to become one of those proselytizers who told others what not to eat? Luckily for me, my job working with middle school students did not involve lectures about why they shouldn't eat meat. My much more satisfactory duties included delegating kitchen tasks, overseeing meal preparation, prepping food, leading workshops and games, and showing kids how to harvest their own food. Instead of lecturing, I shared how delicious fruits and veggies could be, especially when picked right from our garden or other sustainable farms in the city, such as Alamany Farm and the Hayes Valley Farm. The kids were much more enthusiastic about kale and chard in their salad when they got to clip and mix by themselves. What I had thought might turn out to be a position full of lectures and a my way is the right way mindset became an opportunity to show middle school students that the tastiness of foods that they used to toss to the dog. Initially, when we had just started harvesting greens for a lunch side salad, a boy frowned. "I don't like eating salad," he told me frankly. "It's gross." I was still doubtful of my ability to educate about healthy eating, despite the garden inspiration, but I shared my passion for all salads large and small, saying, "How cool to see where our salad comes from. Go ahead and pick a leaf." Helped by a tasty mustard and honey salad dressing, he devoured his salad come lunchtime and accepted my explanation of the nutrition. Knowing that I could influence kids to try new delectable garden treats, I stepped out with more confidence in my food knowledge. In addition to educating campers about food, gardening, and consumption, we did a few workshops concerning environmental justice. My favorite was called the Brown Bag Activity, in which groups were given bags of supplies and a list of things to make with paper. The campers soon discovered that while some groups had all the needed materials, other groups lacked supplies. Through this lesson, kids saw how certain communities have the resources and hence the ability to reach out and complete tasks, while others must manage with far fewer materials. I was fascinated by this artistic take on society's injustice and further amazed by the middle schoolers' insightful views during the discussion. My work at Garden for the Environment not only taught kids how fun food can be, but also illustrated in-depth ideas concerning social food justice and environmental injustice. At the end of the program, I was sad to leave. Teaching in community outreach, I am now a nutrition outreach worker who teaches about locally grown fruits and vegetables and food justice. Little did I know that when I first stumbled into their office in Hayes Valley, I would find a reason to try to enact change. Even though overbearing lectures about gluten-free lifestyle still bother me, I now know the friendly way to educate, with a smile and a handful of chard.